The U.S. Congress, a place of power that is still dominated by men.
Women only got the right to vote since 1920, and government moves very slow.
Yet women are making gains, says freshman Congresswoman Mimi Walters, though not enough. Walters was part of a panel discussing why more women are not in Congress or public life. One reason is the negative perception of government, says Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii.
I think there is a disconnect, especially from the millennial generation, from highly successful, highly talented people, great innovators who are saying, why should I get involved with this dysfunctional entity called government?
Even if women are interested in running for office, they may not have the tools to win an election campaign.
You can't get your message out if you don't have any money. And I think part of the problem for women in raising money is a lot of times women will be in the workforce and do what I did, leave their job and stay home with their kids, and then they lose that network of people.
And it's those networks that fund a campaign. While some challenges women face do not have simple solutions, the panelists, such as lobbyist Laura Cox Kaplan, say there are things that can be done to get more qualified women to successfully run for office.
Talk to your organization about ways in which you can invest in a pipeline of young people. We've created a program in the summer that brings in young college-age women, that exposes them to people like Mimi and Tulsi, you know, shows them this great example, teaches them a bit about Washington, and helps them realize that this is a dream that could actually be their dream.
And having women mentors is critical to having more women in politics, says Walters.
Women have to lead by example, and we have to look at the future of our country. And I think it's our responsibility to mentor those young women.
With the hope that mentorship will show young women what government can be and inspire them to run for office. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.